Last September, the Vine Street Expressway, the major route that connects I-95 and the Schuylkill Expressway in Center City, Philadelphia, filled up with water like a bathtub. It was one of the most striking impacts of the remnants of Hurricane Ida. One year later, state transportation officials have a pretty good sense of what went wrong, and they're trying to figure out how to prevent it from happening in the future. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly explains.
If you were anywhere near Philadelphia during Ida, you probably remember this.
We are on the 22nd off-ramp of the Vine Street Expressway, you know, one of the main arteries in and out of the city, but no one is getting through here. It is completely submerged.
The Vine Street Expressway filled with muddy brown floodwaters, looking like chocolate milk. And that video of someone doing a backflip into Philly's new canal.
You could have swam from 22nd Street to about 15th Street.
Justin Galbraith is a district maintenance manager at the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. He says it all started early in the morning.
We got our first alarm at 4:16 that morning on September 2nd. And basically that was a high water alarm.
The Schuylkill River had started gushing into the Vine Street Expressway through an on-ramp.
Basically, the water continued to rise and continued to rise.
Eventually, the highway was filled like a canal. Usually, a pump station drains this part of the Vine Street Expressway. The pumps and electrical equipment are located down at the level of the highway beneath an overpass.
At a certain point, the power supply, our PECO power supply, and our generator went underwater.
Which meant the pumps lost power and stopped working. But that wasn't the only problem, even if the pumps had maintained power.
There still would have been significant flooding on 676, but perhaps it wouldn't have been flooded for as long.
Tim Stevenson also works at PennDOT. He says the limiting factor on how fast the pumps can work comes down to the size of the pipe that carries water away from the expressway and into the city stormwater system. During Ida, that pipe was just too small, 20 inches in diameter. But maybe the biggest problem of all was the fact that the pipe discharges back to the Schuylkill River, which had gotten so big it filled not only the Vine Street Expressway, but large swaths of the surrounding neighborhood along the river.
You're just putting it back where it's coming in from. So that's the challenge.
PennDOT officials say the pump station that failed during Ida was designed in the 70s to handle stormwater that falls over a few blocks of the highway, not flooding from the river. The pump equipment was actually replaced about a year before Ida hit, but largely with that same design. It was not ready to handle Ida. In fact, PennDOT officials say there was no way any pump could have kept up with the flooding. The river reached the highest level ever recorded at a stream gauge near the Philadelphia Zoo since that gauge started operating in 1931. And it was just inches short of what's estimated to be the historic record for that location, set in 1869. Climate change is making the problem of intense rain worse, since a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. On the Schuylkill specifically, the city of Philadelphia expects the depth and extent of flooding to increase. Robert Traver is director of the Villanova Center for Resilient Water Systems.
What we're finding is our weather patterns are changing. We're getting more intense flooding, and basically we need to update to bring ourselves up to the current weather conditions. The systems weren't designed for the flows we're getting now.
PennDOT is trying to, as officials put it, harden its assets against climate change. The agency is commissioning a study that'll look at future flood risk from the Schuylkill and what can be done to protect the Vine Street Expressway. Officials say maybe something like elevating pump equipment, building a river wall, or a pop-up dam. Those details still need to be worked out, and implementing those solutions is probably years away. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.